However much you hate the government, it's not enough. Public-spirited pensioner 85, who picks litter for free, is fined for littering by the council for bizarre reason. Now, one thing as well, like, the Yanks won't know, but maybe they do. They've probably got a similar thing. Over here, no one likes the council. Nobody likes the council. They are the most pointless, useless organization that you will have in your area. They don't do anything. They arrange the bins. That's it. Private companies do it so much better as well. They arrange the bins, nothing else. That is it. They don't do anything else except fine you for stupid, silly things like this. A good Samaritan who took part in a group litter pick in his local area has been fined for littering by his town council after he left his walking stick by the side of the road. However much you hate the government, it's not enough. Alan Davies, 85, had been litter picking with a group of friends along Longwood Lane and Hayhead Wood in Walsall on September the 6th. But he received a fine by Walsall Council last week after forgetting to pick up his walking stick and a bag with a cushion inside, which he had left by the roadside. Now, obviously, that wasn't intentional littering. He'd obviously just left it there by mistake and obviously being an 85-year-old man, completely forgot where he had left it. Mr. Davies claims Walsall Council tracked him down after trawling through CCTV images from a camera and found his address by using his car's number plate. The former builder said that he was shocked, angry and upset to have received the fine. Why would I leave my walking stick there on purpose? I want it back, but I cannot speak to anyone human about the fine, he explained. I need my walking stick. They have taken the trouble to track me down, and after all I've done for the area, they could have given me my walking stick back. They have tried to bankrupt me. That is, what a joke. That is disgusting, man. That woman, stop liking me on Tinder. Alan's friends and fellow litter pickers have tried in vain to talk to someone at Walsall Council about the fine, but they keep being told to email their complaint. Alan's fellow walker and litter picker John said, they are non-negotiable, they will not listen or talk to you over the phone. They need to prove intent and there is none. He drove off by mistake. Obviously, he just forgot. And he wanted it back. The letter from Walsall's Council's Community Protection Department says if payment is not received, proceedings may be taken against you where you may be liable to a fine of up to a maximum of £2,500. Included in the letter are two CCTV images, one showing Alan and John walking towards their car and then another 10 minutes later showing the walking stick and the cushion on the floor. John said there is a 10-minute gap between the pictures. They obviously could not be bothered to look at the picture or film which shows him driving off and forgetting the stick and bag with his cushion in. Surely they have to prove some kind of intent. Your intentions don't matter to the state. They don't care. Instead, it is like trying to talk to a brick wall. It's very hard to talk to anyone human in the council. It's near enough impossible. Every morning before most people have had their breakfast, Alan and his friends walk around Aldridge cleaning up rubbish left by inconsiderate litter bugs as they go with Alan, usually taking his cushion to sit down halfway through to have a coffee. Smart. The widower said, beer cans, takeaway rubbish, you name it, we pick it up. We even fixed the park benches in the park in our own time and with our own money. And here's the funny thing with the council, they ban you from doing that. In fact, they fine you for doing stuff like that. If you want to go out and actually try and do anything to improve your local area, they will fine you. They will send you a cease and desist letter. That is what they'll do. Because no, you have to wait for them to do it in 3 years at the cost of about £30,000 because all contractors triple the rates the instant it's a government contract. Because they know that the government peons will pay it because they're like, oh, whatever, it's not my money. That's the taxpayers' money. So they just agree to all of it. Seriously, every contractor I know triples their quote for the government and the government always pays it. Always. Alan's neighbour Anne said, £150 is a lot of money for a pensioner. You cannot speak to the council on phone. It has to be email. Not everyone has the internet. Hopefully, when people realise what Alan is being put through, the council will back down. Walsall Council has been approached for comment. Just to give you an example of a recent one I had, I got a lovely little letter through saying that I was caught driving in a bus lane. Now, in order for me to get to my place of work, the road, the only way that you can access where I work is, the road was shut. The whole road was closed. The road was closed, and the only way for me to get to where I was working, I even sent off a map proving that it was for a fact the only route that I could take, I had to go through the bus lane. I sent proof, sent screenshots of Google Maps, even drew a little route on it to prove that the only way I could access where I needed to be, I had to go through the bus lane. And the council says, tough. Pay us 90 quid. They don't care. They don't care. I was forced to take that route because they shut the road. And now I have to pay for their fuck up. And they'll do the same thing with this guy. Even though there's a big public outcry and everyone's going, oh, that's absolutely terrible. The council will not care. They won't care. They went through all the effort to track him down through the CCTV cameras and all that stuff as well, which means they liaised with the police. The council doesn't have access to the cameras. That's the police that control that. So there's plenty of people for the council to liaise with the police and track down a person and then track the number plate, which, again, the council needed the police to do so that they could issue a fine. But when it comes to the man actually wanting to talk to the council, oh, suddenly nobody works there anymore. There's no human beings. You have to email us, right? Councils, and by the way, it's Glasgow City Council that sent me that fine. They are the most useless organisations on earth. They literally don't do anything. They don't do anything. See everything that's already been built, like all the benches and all the street lamps and all that? They've been there for fucking decades. Right now, the council don't do anything. But for some reason, the council tax keeps increasing. Keeps increasing. They keep earning money. They're parasites. It's not a real job. I'm sorry. Look, if you work in the council, it's not a real job. It's from people like me and this poor bastard here paying your wages because you won't go out and get a job that actually contributes to society. So you have to prey and steal from people like us. To be fair, I mean, I've got the 90 quid. I'm not paying it. I'm not paying it because fuck him. I did nothing wrong. However, for me, 90 quid's nothing. I'm just being a stickler. But for this guy, 150 quid for an 85-year-old man is devastating. That's devastating, especially when he's essentially doing the council's job of going out and picking up litter, which the council's obviously not doing. Where the fuck does council tax go? Where the fuck does all the money for all the fines go? Not back into the community, because fucking look outside, it's a shithole. But anyway, point being, fucking hate the government.